You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello and welcome, friends, to Exploding Dice, Geek.io Live Play Role-Playing Podcast. My voice is still very sore, so I'm not yelling. Hi, I'm CJ, and joining me as always are Carrie.
Hello.
Ro.
Hi.
Dr. Feels Bad.
Blah.
Other Dr. Feels Bad. Dr. Feels Beard. And Rachel, she'll be joining us again in a couple minutes. Once again, is Dilbert. Any part of Kasim will be played by me. I got this. Kasim, we good. Last time we got off the boat.
And there was much rejoicing.
There was much rejoicing. Akira found himself to be home. A very sweaty, hot home, but nevertheless home.
Be it ever so humble. Bundle.
Except it's not humble.
No.
No, it is not.
And he loves it for it. Yeah, we made it to Medina.
Sure did.
Yay. Finally.
Right? It only took you a week and a half.
Yes.
But hey, that's ahead of schedule.
3 months later.
Usually takes 2 months to get there, and we thought it was going to take like 2 weeks.
It did. Oh, wait, no, in game, yes. yeah. So I think without further ado, let's go ahead and get rolling.
Roll for initiative. No, I'm kidding.
Sweet. I'm going to punch that building.
I was all ready for that, but okay. You have angered the gazebo.
It's too late to apologize. It's too late. I know.
Oh, now I'm going to have to go listen to that song.
I'm sorry.
Listen to the Declaration of Independence version.
Yeah, I probably will do that instead.
The Declaration of Independence by the Presidency of the United States of America?
Have you not seen that video?
No,
somebody
I have not.
Rewrote that to be the Declaration of Independence. I will link it to you after this session is done.
Yeah.
Sounds fabulous. But yeah. You guys have successfully made it to freaking hot.
So hot.
So hot.
Velfreya is trying her hardest not to look like she is uncomfortable.
Yeah, let's be fair. Everybody's a sweaty mess right now.
Hey, I offered.
She's trying to get herself used to it without having to rely on extraordinary means.
Lysiah is trying to look good.
Well, Lysiah has that right. Velfreya wants to try. If she were in danger, she would ask for help. She's just uncomfortable.
It's not too terrible at the moment, since you are still near the docks and getting some sea breeze. But once you start getting into the city proper, where the buildings are much more dense, you will start losing out on the sea breeze, and you're starting to figure out why there's so many the hell is the word I'm looking for? Awnings.
This question for you, Josh.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned that most people only cover what they need to cover, so I'm guessing there's lots of bare chests everywhere for men.
Yes, sir.
Akira is quite okay with this. But
he's gonna like go back to the back of the group, tie up his hair, move the shirt, throw the overcoat on. So he kind of has a vest on, but yeah, F this shirt. Win in Rome.
Fuck pants.
Can't get there yet. Can't wait to get there.
I will state for the record that Velfreya is keeping her shirt on.
And then he will catch back up with the group. He has a vest on. He's still like, he looks kind of like very pale Aladdin.
Sylvia looks very entranced by all of these shirtless people.
So does I.
You were going to burn something terrible, Sparkles. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'll be all right. Always seems to work out. I'll be golden.
Golden brown, maybe.
It'll look great.
Well, I mean, I sure won't be rubbing any lotion on it.
Yeah, somebody will, somewhere.
Belfreya quietly shakes her head. It is not going to be her.
It's also not going to be Sylvia.
Oh, I'm gonna get lotion.
That would be real weird.
I'm gonna get lotion.
Fregul.
I don't know Fregul. What this is, but I'm not all right with it.
You don't have to be all right with it. Some of us are. Get with the times, old man.
Sick freaks. This is what's wrong with the youth today.
Can we get a fan fiction of Fregul and
no.
Yes, 100% yes.
Can I write it? Because that would be great.
Go for it.
So
that is inappropriate. They are teacher and student.
That's why it's just fan fiction.
Tell that to the Romans.
Let's not bring that up. No.
Also, does that make Fregul the bear?
Of course.
God, oh, damn it.
I feel like we should just move on.
Yeah, there's a lot to see here. There are cloth awnings pretty much off of every building, covering the majority of the streets as you walk through them. Because, yeah, go figure. You're in a desert. Shade is prime real estate.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, CJ.
Would sunburn be a bane?
I mean, imagine it would be somewhere between demoralized and fatigued.
Nevertheless, I could still remove it. We're good. Okay.
Could you remove my sunburns, please? Just like in real life?
I wish.
The spell is called aloe vera-ish.
Yeah, he just told the staff out, just pointed at you. Aloe vera!
It's aloe vera. We have fun here.
We do. Yeah, it's not the do. First recording of the night.
But yeah, after a little bit of walking into the city proper and getting slightly dazzled just by the sheer amount of this. Because there's a lot to take in here. It's colors, it's patterns, it's sounds. There's a lot of street musicians. It's smells, especially once you start getting to the marketplace.
I am never leaving here, you guys.
There are people everywhere. And not even just the native culture. You see a lot of Zenethi milling about, either in their regular clothes or some mishmash of traditional Zenethi fashion with Mazarin fashion. You see a few own milling about. There are a couple of the Baralanks.
Oh, geez, we got a whole hodgepodge here.
Well, I mean, this is a trade hub, so you get a lot of back and forth. And some people just get curious. You hear about this place that's, you know, far across the sea that's completely different from what you've grown up knowing. Eventually, you want to see it for yourself. And sometimes you decide you don't want to leave.
Yo.
And yes, there are even Silva here and there.
Oof. How do they are? Like,
funny you should ask. They actually have lighter fur.
Okay.
More towards the red brown and light brown and even some orangish color spectrum.
Gotcha.
Something that's not going to trap the heat as much as Jokuro's dark fur would.
Yeah, poor Jokuro. He's keeping
it cool.
Yeah, he's in good spirits.
We'd be chilling.
He definitely has a bottle of water on him at all times, though. Like,
yeah, that's another thing. Especially since you guys are in a port city, there are wells everywhere, and they are kind of, as one might understand, gathering hubs.
Yeah,
you will see the highest concentration of people around the fountains that are all over the city.
Yay, water fountains.
Well, I mean, water kind of important in a desert, just saying. Okay. Hydrate, you thirsty bitches.
Oh, and Akira and Sylvia certainly are.
The thirstiest bitches. But after a little bit of milling about, the throngs of people do eventually part for what are very obviously guards.
Oh.
And they are walking right up to you.
Good.
I'll stop and wait for them to approach.
Fred Gould slowly moves his hand to his sword.
Alfreya kind of gestures for you to...
Oh no, Sadie's going to straight up slap his hand.
Oh, ow! Why'd you do that, Sadie?
Bad bear, bad!
We're here on a peaceful mission. Keep your hand off your sword. I will let you know if you need it.
Oh, just taking charge.
I like it.
As Aki just sits there with a complete boner going, oh my god.
Yeah, you see that guy?
Nope, yes. Never leaving. I'm home.
I'd rather just be ready.
As a wiggle noodle prances back in the background. Had something in his mouth. Don't know what it was.
CJ gets up to look.
Which is funny because it ran the other direction.
My wiggle noodle has been asleep the whole time we've been recording.
Don't say that. He's going to wake up.
Nah, he tired himself out way earlier. He's fine.
Well, that's good. But yeah, the guard detail approaches and sort of looks over the group. This seems a bit superfluous to ask, but you would be the ones from Tolvera, yes?
That's correct. How can we help you?
I suppose the question is, how can the city of Medina help you? The information we received from the Crown Prince made it seem as if there was a certain level of urgency.
Indeed. Is there a better place we can talk rather than the middle of the street?
We have permission to escort you to the palace if it suits your needs.
So, out of character, that is not an invitation. That is a summons.
That's kind of a, you don't really have a choice. You're going to go.
Yeah.
Will there be food there?
You see Sadie just slap her hand and her head into her forehead. Into her hand.
Fraggle, we just ate.
It's time for second lunch.
We'll have plenty of time to try all of the food here. Lead on, Captain.
Captain.
Botman.
Donkey. So yeah, you guys are escorted through the city. It's much quicker going because the locals move right the fuck out of the way with the guards involved.
Fragoo's got his head on a swivel going like, ooh, what's that? Can we go there? Wow.
What's this? Yeah, you almost lose him for a second there because you pass this place and there's just this entire log of meat slowly turning on a vertical grill.
Oh, meat.
On the way out, Fraggle.
Oh, could you imagine? I just sit there and I just take bites out of it as it turns.
Oh. Actually, as you watch, they are carving it off with a sword.
Ooh, I can
big,
use my
long
sword.
Long strips of it.
Jokido is going to put his hand on Fragul's shoulder. Come on, brother. We get to
stay strong, brother.
Jokido, think about it. How you can prepare food like that.
I understand.
With a sword.
No, just not with a sword. Think about how they prepare it with all the spices.
I understand.
And vegetables.
I'm sure that it is spectacularly spiced, but
I see what you did there.
Thank you. Can I make Fraggle? Damn it, I did it too. Fraggle forget that we're doing this or alter his memory?
That's mean.
Is he moving willingly? Is the question.
What are you doing to me?
I'm asking you at this point, are you moving along willingly?
I'm moving willingly. I'm not okay. Stopping. I'm just like, I'm like,
he's
can
just
we go
really
back?
Stretching that neck.
Yeah, of yeah, course, like, brother. You don't think that I want to, don't want to eat this. Trust me. We will come back here.
You'd think he was more of owl than bear. Turning his head all the way
yes.
around.
I was not aware that bears' necks could rotate 360 degrees.
Oh my!
I can't. Ow!
My great great grand aunt used to be an owl bear.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
His great great grand aunt specifically. By the way, I'm holding Ellie's hand if she wants a hand to hold.
I mean, if she's not, like, just attached to your leg at that point. Doing that kind of walk.
Am I able to just pick her up and carry her? Like, is that a thing that I can do? I know she's got the wings, which makes it difficult.
I mean...
Jethro despiked her a bit. Made her more burb.
Yeah, because with the wings, as long as you get your arm, like, under them, it shouldn't be much of an issue.
Okay, yeah, if she, like, I would have started just holding her hand, and then if she went to glom onto the leg, Vel would have just popped her up on a hip.
Hashtag team mom. But yeah, it's probably not a terrible idea, especially once you guys start moving a little quicker. It's not so much a worry about, you know, getting lost in the crowd as it is just leaving her behind or... getting separated.
Yeah.
And we don't want to abandon her like some other parental figures may have.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, you're a more present father figure to them than your archenemy's descendant. So there's that.
So I'm a bit torn on this one. Strictly, this is because of a CJ versus Carrie thing. There is no way in hell Jokido would have allowed them to not be around him at any given point in time. But me as a player, I have completely forgotten about that. And like, as the captain, I don't know. It's so like in character, there's no way that Jokido would not be holding her hand at bare minimum if she came to him.
That's understandable. I mean, I don't have qualms either way. So
like Valfrey has other things to do than to carry around a kid. She's a busy woman.
But at that point you've gotta like she wants to do it.
She is not too important to carry a little kid that she kinda wants to adopt.
This is technically mine now. Not legally, but technically.
I mean, legally, according to Tolvera.
What was that, Rachel?
Legally, she has no parent.
Yeah, Valfreya volunteered to be their legal guardian when they were in Tolvera. Like, until they could be reunited with their dad.
If Sushwin...
Well, I mean, she kind of doesn't have the right to keep them.
I know we took them halfway across the planet.
Only halfway?
So far.
The night is young, and no.
And roll for initiative. Damn it! Yeah.
Basically, I sort of imagine like a co-parenting thing going on between the adults of the group, like because she does really, really care about those kids and wants to be like present for them. But also, like, if she really does have to put Ellie down or just wants to give her arms a break, then obviously it's off to Papa Jokiro and not, here, walk.
Or you can always put it on Fred Gould's shoulders.
I mean...
Bareback ride?
Not a terrible idea.
And it would be Banjo-Kazooie! It's perfect.
Actually, I like this idea better. Sorry, Valfrey and Jokido.
Okay, so first order of business here in Mazra, get Fragula backpack.
It has to be blue. He also can Fregul, will you wear yellow shorts, please? Thanks.
Well, my shorts are getting a little bit worn and torn. Valfrey, can you do something? Can you give me some new shorts?
Well, sure. This sounds like a rare opportunity.
Nice.
Did you see that, Josh?
I loved it. I loved it.
Not right this second.
If the audience can't tell, Banjo-Kazooie is my favorite game. Like, of all time.
Okay. Of all time. So yeah, it takes a fair bit of walking. Because it's a big city and it's a very congested city. But you do eventually make it to the grounds of the palace. And holy crap.
We getting some architecture porn?
I mean, if the city itself was extra as foretold, the palace is the masterclass on extra. Let me see if...
That's pretty fucking extra.
Do I have a good reference for my dear people at home?
Akita's going to be a freaking architect by the time he's done here.
Right. That didn't work.
So, quick question while you're looking something up or trying to roll. Are there any statues...
Not a whole lot. Most of the architectural work is kind of functional. The most ornate things you're really seeing are like the fountains and whatnot.
Hmm. Ooh, look at that! They have drinking fountains right in the middle of the courtyard.
That. Frego, yes.
I start walking over if no one's going to stop me.
Frego, dear, stay with the group.
Oh. I don't want to stay with the tour group. I want to wander.
We'll wander later, Akita says.
Trust me. We will wander.
No wandering when we have an armed escort.
Akita looks at him. We'll make it. We'll make an evening of this, Regal. Don't you worry.
It makes me wonder.
And Akita is going to make it a very long evening.
What did you say, Felix?
I said it's times like these. It makes me wonder how old Fragul is.
Yes. He is. Yes.
We'll just give you a little snippet of an interior here.
Oh, wow, God, that is colorful. It's like a kaleidoscope threw up on walls.
I am never leaving.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but wow.
Yeah, it's it's majestic AF. But yeah, even just getting onto the grounds itself, the air cools down a little bit. The palace grounds have very high walls surrounding it, and there are a lot of fountains here. And that is bringing the temperature down significantly, although you get the feeling there may be something else helping keep things a little more comfortable in the immediate vicinity of the palace. The phallus, ooh. Blah, blah, blah.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Right?
You notice that Fregul's eyes are starting to cross because he's trying to figure out like the...
Don't take it all in at once. It's too late. I've seen everything. Fragul looks back at you and his eyes are just kaleidoscopes. But yeah, it's very sweeping grounds. There's a lot of fountains, a lot of little like garden patches in raised tile basins, basically. It's gorgeous.
Nice.
And you start heading towards the center of the complex, and even similar to the city proper, there's still a lot of ambient noise and music to the air, a little less of the overpowering spice aromas of the marketplace, but there's still a little bit of that lingering scent in the air. It's just a little more refined, shall we say. But yeah, the architecture is gorgeous. The tile work is gorgeous. This place is fantastic. The insides are just as beautiful, if not slightly more so than the outside, because once you start getting into the buildings themselves, one, not only is it cooler because shade, but two, pretty much all of the windows on these buildings are primarily colored glass.
Ooh.
So the inside of the buildings are just rainbows of color on all of these intricate patterns and carving and score work on the everything, really.
Did it just rain? Because usually you don't get these unless it's rained. Look at all these colors.
The colors, Duke. The colors. I'm colorblind, kid. Oh, man. Kai would be so sad here.
Oh, yeah.
Colorblind wolf boy. Oh, no. It's all right.
Even though he probably would not make it from the boat to here without getting completely burnt.
Gray car. Gray car. Gray car. but yeah, the palace is bustling. There are a lot of servants running all over the place, keeping things running. And you are eventually led to a pretty good-sized room. This is obviously not the grand hall itself. It seems more like a particularly large study. There's a lot of scrolls and books on, you know, shelves in the walls, and not a whole lot in terms of furniture, just a lot of really massive cushions.
Ooh, that cushion looks comfortable.
Yeah, it's pretty bare. Flop.
What's that? I'm just, Fragu's just going to walk over and just like plop
make
down.
Himself at home.
Yeah.
Valfrey's going to remain standing until we're invited to sit.
Yeah.
Nope, Fragu has zero manners.
Zero chill.
Zero fucks given.
Oh, finally. Oh, this thing is, this pillow is wonderful. So what are we waiting for now?
Well, once you guys have, you know, gotten your entire procession into the room, because spoiler, you didn't really have much time to split off from pretty much anyone. So whole ship crew is kind of there. It's a bit crowded. Probably one of the reasons they dragged you into one of the, you know, these larger rooms, especially considering Remy.
Yeah.
And the captain of the guard will, you know, post a few individuals at the door. So then, what needed to be spoken of?
There was an incident in Tolvera. A creature of shadow and death unleashed from centuries ago. It appeared in the city, wreaked massive havoc, endangering the lives of the citizens and guests alike, stole a ship, and last we knew it was headed towards Mazra.
That is indeed concerning. And the report from the Crown Prince said as much in more words. But as I am told, that is rather common for the Crown Prince of Tolvera.
Indeed.
So the question remains, if this entity is as much of a threat as you claim, and as one of our dear allies swears to be, what can we do to be of assistance?
We require lodging for our crew. Intelligence reports, anything at all that you may have had that could be considered unusual. Any strange ships come docking recently? Besides ours.
Yes, quite. Well, nothing unusual as of late. There was, as I believe was, may have already been brought to your attention by the dockmaster, there were reports from some of our tradesmen of unseasonably rough seas.
Mm-hmm.
And of a black ship sailing the waters that defied most descriptions.
How
but
so?
We saw no such ship in our docks.
How do you mean defied all description?
We received several reports roughly within the same vicinity of one another to believe that they were consistent with being the same vessel, but no single report had shared details.
Sadie's going to roll for learning as she's listening to this. Is any of this something that she might have come across in one of the books that she's read? 16.
Alrighty. It sparks a few memories of more like ghost stories, basically. A lot of seafaring myth will have, you know, at least one tale of like phantom ships, things of that nature that, you know, appear out of the fog and disappear, claim the souls of those who died at sea, you know, that sort of thing. But nothing that would scream, hey, this is me to you.
Gotcha.
When were these reports taken?
We have still been receiving some, but they have been within the past several days.
That would line up.
Ships that were coming from trade missions from Tolvera. It's primarily, how to say, it is perhaps the inconsistency that bothers me most. That all of these accounts are coming in from roughly the same time frame, but they cannot agree on the general shape of the vessel, the number of masts, count of sails, any identifying characteristics. That makes it the most confusing.
Okay.
Well, what we've seen of this creature, it is capable of twisting and corrupting.
Since neither Akira nor Jokiro was involved in this, maybe we should describe the ship that was taken from the princess thing and see if any of those happen to match up with that.
I just hear that. That was kind of weird.
Says the meta monkey.
Well, that would have been in the report that the prince gave, right? Also, that ship was kind of a state secret. Would there be any way we can have access to copies of these reports?
With the Malik's permission, that could be arranged, I see.
With state secrets redacted, of course, we just need the physical descriptions and the dates and times. And locations.
We will see what can be done for you. It goes without saying, lodging for your crew will be easily obtained.
We're going to need a few big rooms, too, for our buddy Remy here.
Yes, that is a matter of personal concern, I would say. We do see all sorts from Alteran in our city, but nothing quite like your comrade here.
He is a friend. And trusted by the prince personally, as a matter of fact.
Interesting. Well, I'm sure you were all quite weary from your journey, as Tolvera is no short swim from our shores. I will relay information to the Malik and see what we can do regarding an exchange of information. Until then, I would recommend resting and recovering from your journey, and we will see what can be done about this situation at that point in time.
Very good. Did anything else, like, anyone else want to have stuff they needed to go over? Or
What's the city's policies on Sky Entertainment.
Sky Entertainment.
I make pretty colors happen in the sky.
Back home, we have light shows in the sky.
Yeah, that one.
Miss Sylvia happens to be very skilled at producing some very entrancing and enticing to the eyes in the sky. Nothing dangerous. She's never burned down the city, fortunately. But it might be worth...
It is concerning that you would include such information.
We used to have it over the university at least once a week and over the Coliseum almost nightly.
Well...
She holds her breath.
I'm out of character. Yes, I said that that way specifically for that reason.
That may require supervision. I would hazard to say it would be a good idea to attempt such things without approval from the Malak first.
Understood completely.
He looks deflated.
I mean, they didn't say no. They said ask.
You'll just have to share your talent at another time.
Out of character, I'm sure she must have had, like, permits from Tolvera, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, probably.
They probably had to make a few because of her. New forms of permit had to be drafted because of the shenaniganery.
It's all Thursday's fault.
It is.
Probably. Started that stupid petition.
Stupid Thursday.
Damn it, Thursday.
What's this about a noise violation?
I don't even know what this violation noise is.
What is noise when you are being entertained?
Thursday running from a burning building. I'm not entertained.
Are you not entertained?
No, exactly. I'm not entertained.
It's, and instead of booting somebody down a well, it's booting the door open and running away. Very well, then. Until we next speak.
Are we to be given leave to explore? Everyone is rather curious to see the city.
I would avoid returning to the palace grounds without escort, but aside from that, by all means, see what Medina has to offer you.
Thank you. You hear that, Fragul? We can go get some of that meat you wanted.
Yay, meat.
Yay, meat. Oh, different kind of meat.
That's your business, dear.
Yeah, it will be.
Getting all up in that
business. Sadie cannot roll her eyes loud enough.
Yeah, Velfreya has that expression of, and leave me out of it.
And my child left the door open. Now I have puppies coming in.
That sounds like the opposite of a problem.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, they're not fully house trained, yes. Are you guys going to go to sleep right there? Because that would be acceptable.
So yeah, you guys are escorted out of the palace. You know, get a few more funny looks in the process. The particularly perceptive members of the party will notice, you know, people peeking from around corners and doorways and whatnot of the palace as you pass.
Well, Freya gives them polite nods.
Akita waves an extra wave.
Extra wave.
You're not waving Aki. You know you're doing something else. You're checking them out and winking.
I'm in the palace. I know time and place. The only person I wink at in a palace is the prince.
Once again, dear, time and place.
But yeah, at that point, you guys are turned loose into the city for lack of a better turn of phrase.
Did they arrange rooms somewhere for us, or do basically we just show up and arrange it ourselves?
They haven't really arranged anything for you as of yet. The captain of the guard that you were speaking with sounded hesitant and slightly suspicious.
Fair. These randos in this huge ass ship just showed up. Hi, we're looking for a super magical threat.
I'm sure you are.
We are not the threat.
I'm sure you aren't.
So we're on our own, basically.
Yeah.
They will arrange something.
Yeah, we should probably find rooms first, and then we can explore from there.
It sounds like sound reasoning.
Yeah, can they at least give us directions to like a good place that they recommend? Or
yeah, I mean it stands to reason, similar to Tolvere at the very least, because there weren't a whole lot of major cities that you guys went to back home. That the closer you are to the palace grounds, the better things are.
Yeah.
So you're going to find the nicest lodging in the districts immediately surrounding the palace, but that's also going to make it the most expensive.
But we're probably able to afford something fairly respectable right now, right?
Once, you know, currency has been properly changed, yes.
Oh yeah, what is the currency here?
Sure, that would have been over in the Mazarin culture conversation that Kasim and them were giving.
They seem to primarily run off of little tiny crystals.
Interesting.
Love these people so much.
Like little chips of crystal, or like coin shaped, or
yeah, they're not coin shaped. They're kind of long, little pointy ends, little on the flat and rectangular side. Otherwise, I'm sure if you go outside and cut some of the grass, you can find them.
Gotcha. I pick up what you're putting down, Josh.
Thank you. If the wind blows on them just right in certain versions, they spin.
Yes. You have to feed a bunch of them to a weird half-naked fairy eventually.
I mean, why are we bringing Akira into this?
I mean,
why? Oh, now I get it. Okay. That took really long.
It's okay. It's, you know, it's the second recording session of the night. Things are in kind of that weird place where some people are starting to fade, other people are hitting stride.
I mean, we're not definitely not hurting for money. So, like, Akira will bring up to Vel and Sadie. Obviously, within reason, and this is me saying this. Obviously, within reason, maybe staying to a place that is closer to the palace, strictly for, if nothing else, keeping up appearances.
Keeping up appearances, the safety of the team, and also wider availability of accommodations for Remy.
Precisely.
We don't have to go to the most expensive place in the city, but I definitely agree. We should stick close by.
Akira pouts a little bit. Yeah. I mean, we should probably take a look to see if there's any place that Barrelanks are staying at. If we can find any that would happen to be going into a hotel somewhere or anything along those lines, or an inn somewhere, because that's what the hand had as a pretty similar sized room or something that we could fit, have Remy stay in.
Makes sense.
So look for Barrelanks and see where they're staying.
Gimme them perceptionings.
Booby dooby doop. Booby dooby doop.
Actually making you guys roll things in a role playing game.
Also, while we're wandering around, I am going to pre-science and see if I can just kind of sense anything, pick up on anything from like the stuff that we encountered in Tolvera that night. 33 pre-science.
Yeah, okay. I see your game.
Fred Gould did not roll under 15.
The 15 plus club.
Seam. Nope. Because he was on 15 plus club. Well, would he know? Well, he probably wouldn't know of any place that would be adequate.
Arguably not in this area.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, he probably would not be from this side of the tracks.
This side of the river?
Yeah.
It takes you a little bit of searching around, but you do finally pick out a few flowery heads in the crowd and see sort of the areas they're milling about. You are able to get a little information out of Aya herself.
Yeah.
She's pretty knowledgeable about the city proper, even though she hasn't been here in a while. Most of the establishments that she would recommend are still in business. Kind of a legacy type of situation.
Okay.
So you do have a couple of options as far as your lodging is concerned. And obviously slight difference. Discrepancy in prices based on how close to the palace you want to be. Like if you want to be able to look out of a window and gaze in awe of it, it's gonna run you a pretty ruple. But if you don't mind needing to hoof it a little to make it to the grounds, then you can probably scrimp by a little easier.
We don't need to hit it with a rock.
No.
I say we go for something a little bit further away. A little bit farther away from prying ears.
Yeah, it was, it does put us a little bit. It gives us about a foot away from the palace, so that maybe we're a little bit not as...
I mean, we're obviously under some very heavy... watchful eyes currently, so it probably would behoove us to be a little bit closer to our ship and a little farther from
about a foot.
Yeah, about a foot. You managed to find a nice little place. Well, I say little, but it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice.
Excellent. And we're able to do we have to like team up in rooms, or could everybody pretty much get their own?
I mean, given the general size of your party, if you want to, rent the place out, you basically can. Well, between party and crew.
Yeah. If we can afford that comfortably, that might not be a bad idea.
I might suggest leaving our crew to maintain the ship, because we don't want that without people on it that can defend it a little bit.
Indeed.
Though I'd love to give them the opportunity to come tour a beautiful city.
Well, they can still have shore leave as long as they're leaving somebody on the ship.
Yeah.
Like taking turns.
Yes.
Always a watch.
Exactly.
Indeed. And with Remy with us, nobody's going anywhere if they did try to steal it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Robbie's reaction to somebody trying to steal the ship. Just saying.
Or if someone tries to attack it.
I can't imagine it would end well for them. Like, I just can't.
You guys would wake up in the middle of the night and you just hear...
Hey, look, that's what the cannons do. Hey, Velfreya, that's what the cannons do.
This is a different kind of Sky Entertainment.
You got a nice spin on that one, though. Good form.
So yeah, we can book ourselves some rooms. Everybody get settled in. Let the crew know that we'd like them to keep an eye on the ship.
Of course, Captain.
And see about rooms for the rest of us.
All right. So yeah, you guys managed to get yourselves set up pretty comfortably. Again, with the architecture the way it is, you don't see a whole lot of general furniture. No, like, you know, big armchairs or, you know, massive tables or anything like that. It's mostly floor space and cushions. Any of the tables are going to be real low to the ground. They're, you know, obviously designed to be used while sitting on the ground or in close approximation thereof. The windows all have very heavy shutters on them so that you can block out sunlight with them. And yeah.
That's good. So we can get settled in and start exploring.
Going clothes shopping. Ooh. Who's coming?
Jokiro, let's go find that food.
Okay, brother.
So, does that make Fragul Anthony Berdane?
Aww. I'm sorry, Josh. That joke went flat dead.
Oh.
Well, now you just killed
it. Oh, the look on Gary's face.
Yeah, that one really choked, Josh.
Oh. Okay.
This is depressing.
It is.
So was his throat.
Oh. No.
Okay.
It was only like that because he was depressed.
We don't condone suicide here at DK. And do not find a hello.
No, I really don't. And honestly, if you have an issue like that, please reach out to someone.
Yeah, God.
I horribly make light of it, but I have been on the darker side of these conversations, and it's not a pretty place to be. Reach out and get help. Friends, family, 211, do what you need to do.
I would imagine Kasim hears shopping and food and is like, I can find places for you guys that might be closer to your guys' adventure level.
I can find things within your wealth range. Yeah, you guys pretty much have the run of the city for the near future. You're not entirely sure how the palace guards intend to find you when the time comes, but you do kind of stick out a little bit.
Yeah. So,
just a tiny bit. Valfreya is going to change back into her usual adventuring clothes before we head out.
Fuck this fancy captain shit.
Fancy captain shit. Walking around the city dressed in Versilk is a good way to get robbed. Because it shows everybody you have money.
Money, 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 money.
Fancy outfit is for ship and formal and also for protection, but she did put a Versilk lining in her old trusty coat.
Oh, reliable.
So, yeah, Kasim would lead the way to...
Lead the charge on this shopping spree?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, take them over to the merchant district and just laugh as they all kind of go slack-jawed.
Yeah, it's pretty sprawling. Not as busy at the moment as you might expect a marketplace to be. I mean, there are some vendors still open, but there's a lot of empty space right now.
Interesting.
In that there are, you know, what are obviously stalls for vendors that just aren't occupied at the moment.
Like, does it look like the whole stall is empty or just that they're not open?
Well, I mean, not open, and also the wares aren't just going to be sitting there when there's nobody to watch them.
Is it just the time of day or?
It might be. You're not really sure.
Would Kasim know if it's the time of day or?
He probably would.
Then Kasim is wondering if it's the time of day or.
It's absolutely the time of day.
Okay.
Any good Mazrin knows the time to come to the marketplace is at night when it's cool.
Yeah, he...
I think you mean fucking freezing because it's the desert.
You're not wrong.
Kasim goes, so this is the market district, or this is the market area, one of the market areas. Don't be swayed by the lack of interest right now. As you can tell, it is hot and not a lot of people. Most people are working at this hour. Get what you need. Get your food fix, whatever you need. Find new clothes. If you want to experience what this is actually like, we will come back after dark.
At night.
Did my pre-science roll turn up anything, by the way?
Oh, right. I glazed over that, intending to get the perceptions out of the way and take care of that, and then completely forgot to unglaze. Because why would you ever want to remove glaze from something? Glaze is delicious.
Mm-glaze.
Unless it's pottery, then that's a different kind of glaze, and you don't want to eat that.
Glaze.
You don't tell me what to do.
You're my real mom.
Calabres, stop licking the pottery.
I was around Kai for too long. Damn it.
It's my destiny.
I choose how I go out, and I'm going to go out by licking delicious pots.
I'm not sure how to feel about that visual.
He's going to go down in a glaze of glory.
There it is. There it is.
You literally asked for that, Felix.
Yeah, you were asking for that.
Akito is going to find clothes, just street clothes, fancy street clothes, but street clothes.
So yeah, there are plenty of clothing stalls because, as you might imagine, that is definitely one of the better trades in this neck of the woods, even during the daytime, because most people who are traveling to Mazra, you know, from Tolvera or, you know, to Tolvera back and forth, they're not going to understand the whole day-night cycle of desert lifetime. But yeah, the clothing is definitely a lot different from what you're used to back home. It's a lot of wraps, a lot of very light, soft materials that are Not as dense as you're used to feeling other fabrics being like. This is definitely not made from anything's wool.
Are there any tailor shops? Like not just buy off the rack, but tailor shops?
You could probably find one without too terribly much asking around.
That's where Akira goes.
Akira goes where they ask.
You gonna get something.
Do you dress right or do you dress left?
He's not used to actually having spending money. So he's going to take advantage of it.
I could go shopping.
He's going to come back.
Children.
He's going to come back and he's going to have like a little spell that just,
You guys thought I sparkled before. Just watch.
See how I shine.
Don't believe me. Just
he's
watch.
He's going to be so sparkly that he's going to have glitter just flowing off of him.
Look, I don't understand how that got there. We didn't make it with glitter.
Yeah, he doesn't shed dead skin cells. He sheds glitter.
He's going to come back with bags of Sand and Soil Works lotions, and it's just going to be over.
Sand and Soil Works.
And episode title?
Yes. Oh, that's great, Rachel.
Well, you know, we found Odeaki the other day, so why not?
Let's unmute my mic and then try talking. Yeah. Unsurprisingly, you do get a strong node response with that pre-science roll.
Understandable.
Since, again, I got sidetracked and didn't actually go back to the question at hand. And I do apologize. But... yeah, there's a real strong node response from the area. The energy particularly seems to be flowing along the river that feeds into the mouth of the port.
Okay.
So no surprise that there's a city here. But you're not getting a ton of much else.
Okay.
There is a little tiny hint of something because you got a fucking 33.
A hint of what?
Yes.
Like, does it feel out of place?
Very much so. But the thing that makes it most jarring is it's in the air almost.
Tonight?
Yes.
And it's coming.
This sort of wisp of a residue that you're feeling never came into contact with the ground. It's the best way I can describe it. It's when you catch a whiff of something on the breeze and then it's gone and you can't figure out what the hell it is or where it came from.
Okay. Does it seem familiar at all, or is it just some weird, out-of-place weirdness that's gone before I can pin it down?
It... Yes and no. The sheer oddity of it immediately brings to mind the things that you've been, you know, dealing with and tracking down, but it doesn't feel quite the same.
Okay.
So whatever is causing it, it's either a new trick or something from a completely different book.
Okay.
But it certainly lends evidence, precedence to the idea that you weren't, you know, off in your estimations as to them coming here. It may be why they don't recall anyone of, or rather any vessel of that nature, docking in the ports, because the vessel itself may not have docked.
Okay. Might be out there somewhere. As we're all kind of walking around and everyone's, I'm guessing everyone's kind of doing their thing and milling about and whatnot.
I'm probably mostly just people watching at this point. Like shirtless men watching, but you know, people watching.
Shirtless men are people too, sister.
Yeah, they are.
She's going to kind of head over to where Calabras is and say, like, on the quieter side, I feel something strange. I can't pin it down, but there's something.
Well, what is it?
It sort of reminds me of what we encountered, but I can't be sure that it's it. It's extremely faint, and which is, I don't want to freak everybody out quite yet, but keep an eye out.
Sure.
I mean, really, if the city catches fire, who's going to notice at this point?
But we know who's going to get blamed.
We didn't start the fire.
Stop.
Hammer time.
Also, Raul, were you just talking because we couldn't hear you?
Yeah, I was trying to say, we didn't start the fire, though we did not help the fire. Well, I
didn't blow anything up, I promise.
But it's always been burning.
Since the world was turning.
All right, guys, I think that is about where we should wrap up this episode. Got our shopping going.
Got settled in.
Got our meat.
Yes, delicious.
Passively threatened by the...
Yeah, threatened-ish?
To be fair, a giant-ass ship shows up like that, they may have thought we were a warship.
That's true. Maybe less threatened, more we're watching you, Wazowski.
They are professionally reserved.
But yeah, that's fun. We're all settled in. We're doing stuff. We're got some juju vibes going.
You're not on a boat.
You're not on a boat.
We're on stairs.
We're on stairs.
Yeah, we're on the ground floor because Remy.
Yeah. So if you want to email the show, you can do so by sending an email over to show@geek-io.net. If you want to support this network and everything that we do, head over to patreon.com/geek-io. If you are a fan of this, and why wouldn't you be, remember that over there on the Patreon site, for free for everybody, we have our two Kaiden episodes.
Yay!
And those are free for everybody, but while you're over there, maybe you want to become a patron of ours. We'll love you forever. Take a look at the NPC level. I think you'll like it. We will see. If you don't want to do that, though, you can hang out with us even when we're not recording or on the air by going over to geek-io.net/discord. For all of us here, we love you. Take care of each other. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this GeekIO Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?